Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm supposed to have a delivery from Best Buy tomorrow, and I haven't gotten any notifications about the delivery time. And last month it was canceled the morning of, and I just wanted to make sure it's on schedule for this time.
Okay. May I have your phone number with area code first?
Yeah, 312-505-1575.
It's searching, so bear with me.
Okay, thank you. Like, oh no, is this a bad sign?
No, this computer is slow. It's always slow.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, last time I got a text, like, you know, I don't know, way over 24 hours in advance. So now I'm nervous that.
No, usually. It's usually between 6 and 8 when they give you a call.
Okay, because it
all depends upon the installation company and your name.
Okay. Heidi Ingelagi?
And your address?
123 West Oak Street, Unit R, Chicago, 60610.
You're scheduled tomorrow from 8 to 10.
From 8 to 10? Okay. I had called earlier to just let them know that I dropped my kids off at 8, so I'll probably be like 8:10. Is that okay?
They'll give you a 30-minute call anyway.
Oh, okay, so I can let them know that. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, is there any way for you to tell? See, last time I talked to the girl, you know, the day before or even 2 days before, and everything seemed on track, and I got texts and everything that it's all ready, and then the morning of, at like 8:15, just after I dropped the kids off, they said that it was never, it wasn't at the warehouse to get. Is there any way you can tell me that it's there this time or no?
No, ma'am. We don't have any way of knowing that or tracking that information. And the installers don't know that until the morning of.
Really? Why is it? Why is that? I mean, they can't, like, Best Buy can't tell me for sure. Or they just say, well, everything's, you know, whatever. But then, you know, it just seems weird to have you scheduled all up to the day before and then, you know,
it happens
within 6
like
hours.
That, though.
Does it happen a lot or is it just...
No, it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. The installers go there the morning of and the appliances aren't
there.
And there's nothing that they can do that they're... I mean, they're there doing, trying to do their job.
Yeah, that's so weird. So, all right. Well, so the likelihood of it happening to me twice with the same product is slim, you would guess?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Now, you
pressed.
Can call
all
back.
Right, well,
if you like, you can call back early in the morning and check, make sure, instead of waiting for somebody to...
What time?
6.
Yeah. 6? Okay, so I can call it. 6 is at Eastern or Central Time?
Central Time. So it would be...
Central Time. Okay. I'm Central Time.
Oh, are you?
You sound like my friends. Yeah, you sound like my friends from Georgia. Are you from Georgia or no?
Alabama.
Okay.
I didn't know Chicago was
so I thought,
Central Time.
We're Central. Yeah. Yep. And I just got a note that I guess that's not going to change that, but daylight savings time is going to be over or always, one or the other.
When?
Starting next year.
For real?
They just announced it today. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
All right. I hate this.
This change
affects me. Some people it don't affect.
So I think they said that they're going to, I don't know if it's keeping it or getting rid of it, but like this year is the last year and it's effective next year. So I'm not sure if we have to change
Congress
again or not.
Passed
but,
that?
You know, Yeah. And everybody was surprised. They said in a surprise move, Congress passes,
All right.
They're either staying with or getting rid of daylight savings time.
They're probably
staying with daylight savings time. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what
it does mean. But this November will still have to fall back, right?
That's what I don't know, because then it would be standard time. So maybe this is it.
Maybe this is it.
I know, but even if it's fall back once more, I'm okay with that. But
but here we go again.
Yeah, jump ahead or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
that's awesome. Something
for the day.
Something positive is happening.
Yeah, something positive coming out of the government. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your help, and I'm glad I could give you some good news.
Yes, and you can call back in the morning if you want to, and
okay. Just to double check.
We'll be able to tell you because the installers go to the warehouse early.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's wonderful news.
Well,
thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and you have a great evening. And thanks for calling XPO.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.